The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
I'm in front room, Mark.
I've fixed things up at the garage. I can have the day off. Did you get Dad's keys for the car?
Oh, yeah, they're in my handbag, Doc. It's in kitchen.
I'll get them.
There's been a serious accident at Trenfield's Pit. A 45-year-old electrician was taken to hospital last night after falling against a passing coal truck. He's just been named as Raymond Colcliffe from Jubilee Terrace, Brindley Bank.
More details. Is that about Dad?
Yeah.
Well, I'll get car going. Give you a beep on the horn when I'm ready, OK?
Fine.
I'll get it. Oh, hello, Bryn. We're just off to the hospital. Do you want a word with Mum?
If that's all right.
Of course it's all right. Come in, sit yourself down.
I hope you don't mind me calling. I don't want to be in the road, like.
Tell me about it, Bryn.
What can I say? It all happened so sudden. We was working on this panel, not all that close to the track. Ray stumbled and we knocked into each other. I had my snapping bag in my hand. Somehow it fell on the track. I reached out for it. There were trucks rattling past pretty constant.
Them trucks got Ray jumpy. He often said that. He said there were more accidents with trucks than aught else.
Oh, aye, there is. I mean, there could have been danger. I weren't thinking of it. Maybe I were being dozy. I'd fetch this bit of our Blodwyn's wedding cake, see? Maybe I just weren't aware. You have to be aware down the pit. Can't switch off and get dozy. Ray must have seen the danger. Seen danger to me. So he put himself at risk. Which he didn't have to. He could have just shouted a warning. Then I reckon I'd have been where he is.
Bloody pit.
Yeah, it takes its toll. Always has. But then again, we shout if they close them.
Quite honest, Bryn, they could close the lot for me. Oh, I'm not talking sense, am I? All I know is Ray's hurt bad. I've been down the hospital most of the night. They say it's his spine.
Is he talking? Is he, like, conscious?
Well, sort of. They were giving him tests. The usual stuff, then. X-rays, a scan. He's on traction. He's got a catheter. He's no colour, Bryn. Seemed like he'd shrunk somehow. I mean, I see patients. Folk who are really sick sometimes. Close to death. They call us Sick City, you know. And I see it all down that clinic. But when it's your own, Bryn, my Ray Bryn, I could see his fear. I could sense his pain.
There, no, girl. Easy does it.
Where can I find tuna fish?
Tuna fish, Doc. This is the bakery counter. It's all buns here. See that gormless-looking youth in chef's hat? Now, if you want a bun, he'll pop you one in the oven and no charge.
Really? Oh, Wendy, you put the wind up me, you do. She looks type as they'd report you.
Toffinose, old bag.
Are you not happy here, Doc?
Whatever gives you that idea?
Call it me sixth sense. Have you tried having a talk?
A talk? We're not allowed to talk. You get warned if you talk.
I mean, an official talk, like.
A pep talk? They can stuff that.
Personnel lady's ever so nice. She wants us all to be happy.
Well, we are, aren't we? Bomb happy.
Watch it. That gorgeous assistant manager's looking our way.
Long, thin streak. Oi, Specky Four Eyes. Want a photograph, do you?
I beg your pardon?
Sybil here wants a photograph of you.
Do I, heck? Well, I mean, like, I'm not
Are you
saying...
winding me up? Oh, what sunshine?
I thought the manager did that every morning. Oh, look, his left key in your socket. Shall I give it a couple of turns?
Listen, you had a warning. One more and it's curtains. Is that what you're after?
What? And sacrifice my career in bakery?
The granary.
Well named. Red gets any older, it'll be on a pension. Oh, don't rush off. Your aftershave's gorgeous. He wants a basin full down pit, he does.
Why Oswestry, ma'am?
It's orthopaedic, Doc. Where they treat spinal injuries, among other things.
Be a long job, will it?
I don't know. Maybe it's just bruised.
Yeah, that'll be it. He's a tough old bird, Dad. He'll be back on his feet in no time.
Let's hope so.
No danger. I mean, cricket season's coming up, innit? Poor Till Seconds will be in a bad way if our Colclough's not opening batting. Which way on this roundabout?
Oh, golly, hang on.
Hello, sweetheart. Who's been dribbling then? Who's dropped his dummy? Where's your bam? Not nipped out, has she, and left you? Gerald, where are you? I've gone for fags, I reckon. Not even locked the damn door. A state like this and all, anybody could walk in. You're upstairs, are you, Gerald? Gerald!
Oh, blimey, Gran. There's no need to shout the house down.
Well, you didn't answer. You look half asleep to me.
Well, zonked out on the couch.
Zonked out? You're not on pills or something.
Only what's prescribed for my nerves. And what with all that drama last night, I feel shattered.
Pity for you. Why on earth didn't you put little Neville to bed if you're taking stuff?
He's in his high chair, aren't you, Your Majesty?
It was screaming place down when I come in.
Oh, it's what babies do round here. The idea being, if they scream the place down, the council might build a fresh one. Here, fancy a brew?
I would that. Make it strong.
Oh, I'll use a new tea bag.
Buses round here a blue murder. There were two snotty-nosed girls on top deck. Lad bloody mad. And
Well, they do call it Dodge City, this place, you know. By the way, never sit on front seat. It's reserved for drug barons.
Very droll. Eee, your garden's shocking.
Neville and me are simply not into pot plants.
Where is he? Not actually working for once.
Right now, Granny dear, he'll be facing a BAME mob of barbaric cretins, armed only with a piece of chalk. In other words, he's teaching the Opus Brigade how to count the dole money. Now, how's me dad?
Oh, you are interested then. Well, don't take his dummy off him, little sweetheart he is.
Well, I'm trying to break him off his dummy. You started him on it and I'm trying to break him.
It's you and his father want to be breaking off a few things.
Gran, can you please lay off the comments and tell me how me dad is?
Ray, how's things, Doc? How are you feeling? Poor love. Who'd have thought when you set off yesterday? Fine, strong man. And here you are helpless. Drips and tubes everywhere. It's terrible. I can't. Yes, Ray. It's me, Ray. It's Reenie.
Oh, no. I haven't gone blind.
Mark's here and all. He's speaking to Sister. How are you then?
Rough.
I fetched her some flowers and some grapes and stuff.
How's Bryn?
Bryn's fine. I mean, he's upset you've been hurt.
Good. I didn't know whether he'd copped it or no.
No, just you.
And what happened to Blodwyn's cake?
God knows.
I hope he saves me a slice. Silly old bugger. Tell him he owes me.
Hello, Dad. How do you feel?
As though I'd been hit by a truck.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
What did Quack have to say, son?
I saw the sister. She says you've injured your spinal cord. Well, that's like a telephone line that sends messages from your brain to your legs and such.
Go on.
Well, at the moment, now it's getting through.
And I thought they'd been putting something in my tea. Oh,
just you see the funny side.
Well, it's not much fun. I'd rather get legless on 10 pints any day. Nurse reckons worst thing is pins and needles when the use starts coming back.
And it will come back?
Well, fortnight will see me skipping. Hang on, I'll put a call through to my big two.
Oh, love, I've been so worried.
Just think I'm made of cotton wool or what? Little nudge in me back. I've had worse watching Vale.
You're a devil, Raymond Colclough. What are you? As if a coal board truck could do thee an apath of arm.
Right,
Sybil, duck. Make yourself at home. I'll put kettle on in a minute. Try them shoes first.
It's everything nice of you, but I don't know as I could wear your ears.
Oh, don't be a dwarf all your life. There they are, see? Down by the sideboard.
Oh, show all your toes.
Right brazen, aren't they?
I feel as if I'm on stilts.
Oh, just a nice height then. You could spit in that assistant manager's eye.
Hey, do you think he'd ask me?
What, to spit in his eye?
No, for a dance of the staff do.
Oh, every chance I'd say. Nice tight skirt, you'd look really glam. Any road they're going cheap, you can have them for a fiver.
A fiver?
They're hardly worn. I can't give them away.
Well, really, I were after a lend.
Hang about, this'll be me, ma'am. I told her I'd be home about four. I hope it's not bad news of me, Dad. If she can't get back, I don't know what I'll have for me dinner. And I'm starved. Hello? Oh, I'm sorry, Mark's not in at the moment. Who's calling, please? Oh, hiya, Bernard. He's still at the hospital with me, ma'am. I thought you knew he weren't working today. Hang on. You are Bernard from Jubilee Garage, aren't you? Oh, you don't say. And I thought you was a snotty-nosed mechanic. Sorry about that. Shall I get him to call you back? No, no trouble, duck. Ta-ra. He does more motors off his own back, does our Mark, than he does for his firm. That was somebody called Bernard, Six Towns Building Society. I bet he drives a Porsche. If Mark's putting it right, we could get him to take us out for a spin.
Would he dare? If he's just repairing it.
I'll blackmail him. He'd get fired if other Bernard found out. Chap as he works for down Jubilee Garage. How's the shoes?
I don't know if I dare. It's me ankles. They tend to keel over.
Tell you what, I'll throw in a slightly used bottle of leg tan.
Is that leg tan on your legs?
Do me a favour. That's Tenerife. What you might call a short winter break. Terry's name were. Works on the oil rigs. Mind it's fading. What I need right now is a fast chat up. A bloke in the property game, maybe. Wouldn't turn me nose up at Bernard. I could always pretend he were called Pablo.
I don't think you can beat a Derek.
No, but he'd more than likely beat you. Shoes, then. It's make your mind up time, Sybil.
Dad seemed perky enough, didn't he? Considering?
Yes, he did. 3 weeks, did you say? The sister, before they could tell?
Round about. I'll just be back from my holidays.
Oh, so you will. I don't know how I'm going yet.
Oh, I hadn't thought. I could cancel.
Don't be daft. You'd lose your deposit and everything, wouldn't you? I'll ask Bryn.
Are you sure?
I'll manage. I mean, it's first holiday you've had on your own sort of thing.
On my own? There's 16 of us. The entire City and Guilds day release course. I don't know how I got dragged in, really.
Well, they're all your pals, aren't they? You'll enjoy it.
Crowd of lads on the razzle taking Costa Brava by storm. I'll feel like one of the herd.
Not wrong with that, if you behave yourself.
Just hate being tight.
Comfortable, are you, Mr. Courtlough?
Oh, yes. Like I'm on a waterbed.
Good.
Just a tick, Doctor. Can I ask you something?
Of course.
Here I am. I can't move a muscle. How sort's being pumped into me? Nice young nurse is shifting the way I lie every 2 hours or so.
It's called paralysis, Mr. Courtlough. You're getting analgesics for the pain. We have to watch for blood clot, stress ulcers, bed sores. Tomorrow the physiotherapist will begin treatment.
What's the nature of the damage, Doctor, exactly? But not too technical.
You have a small fracture of one of the vertebrae of your spine.
Will I recover?
You have a fair chance. It's a little early to be definite one way or the other.
Listen, promise me something, will you?
If I can.
When you can be definite, you tell me. Period. Not me wife or me family. Just me. Understand?
As you wish.
You're a good one, lass.
Oh, ma'am, let me put my feet up. It's like heaven in your little sitting room.
But on small side, but they're cosy, these little houses. Have a biscuit. They're them cream puffs as you like.
Ooh, tart.
My, most of the neighbours are dozy. Her on this side's deaf and her on t'other side's daft. Council call it sheltered housing. I call it Tombstone Alley.
Tell you something, I'd swap. It's going to be murder in our house these next week.
Well, you got me and you got kids.
Oh, got in tonight and all our Wendy thinks about is her tea.
You tell that, madam. She'll not be in my will if she didn't pull her socks up.
Mine, Mark's been a tower of strength. He's so thoughtful for a lad of that age. I mean, Ray's going pull through. I know he is. But still, next month or two's going to be difficult. I'll be glad to have our Mark to depend on.
Come on. Come on. Hello? Bernard, this is Mark. Look, my dad's had an accident at Pitt. Coal truck give him a bump. Anyway, it is what they call stable. I should have got in touch and told you I'd not be in work. Is it important? Oh, I thought it must be when you rang me at home. Well, that was my sister. Luckily, she jumps to conclusions. She's convinced I'm repairing your limo on side, if you get me. Not disabuse her? Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. What's the news, then? The mortgage is through. I can buy the house. Oh, freedom at last. That's brilliant, Bernard. Brilliant.
Today's episode of The Colcloughs was written and devised by Tony Perrin. The serial's created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.